The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Hear the good news and the story of the shrewd manager. Now, Jesus told his disciples this story. He said, a rich man hired a manager to handle his affairs, but soon rumor went around that the manager was thoroughly dishonest. So his employer called him in and said, what's this I hear about your stealing from me? Get your report in order because you're going to be dismissed. Well, the manager thought to himself, now what? I'm through here, and I don't have the strength to go out and dig ditches, and I'm too proud to beg. Oh, I know just the thing. And then I'll have plenty of friends to take care of me when I leave. So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. And he asked the first one, how much do you owe him? And the man replied, well, I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil. So the manager told him, tear up that bill and write another one for 400 gallons. And how much do you owe the employer? He asked the next man. 1,000 bushels of wheat, was the reply. Here the manager said, take your bill and replace it for only 800 bushels. Well, the rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. And it is true that the citizens of this world are more shrewd than the godly are. I tell you, use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. In this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Unless you are faithful in small matters, you won't be faithful in larger ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with the greater responsibility. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you are not faithful with other people's money, why should you be trusted with money of your own? In verse 13, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, money matters. Now, we often put our character to the test about money matters. At least, I think most of us do. But God calls us to be honest even in smaller matters that are easily covered up or explained away. So if we make a habit of cheating in small things, we forget the seriousness of any kind of dishonesty in the moral matters. And the consequences are weighty even if the actual substance of the action is of a little value. So the amount of money stolen makes a difference in the magnitude of our punishment. But if we're caught, I love the buts and the ifs, you know, it is dishonesty itself that causes God to judge us. So don't let your integrity fail you in small matters, and then it will not fail you in critical ones. Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the story of the shrewd manager and a little devotion on what it means to be a cheater.